The letter where Paul write to the church that Rome. Romans chapter 1. This letter that for me, Paul, will serve Christ Jesus. I the one apostle where God pick. And he call me to go preach for him good news. God me promise for a long time back to send this good news. He make a prophet then write down in the Holy Scripture say that this good news me will come. This that the good news about God's son. When his son me come as a human, he me born in a King David family line. When God raised with Lord Jesus Christ up back from the dead, he proved say that Jesus that me the son of God through the power of his own spirit were holy. Through Jesus Christ and sake of his name, God give me grace and make I be one of his apostles so that I could go help all of them people where they're not Jew to believe in a Jesus Christ and for your being. And we know too where they're at Rome, the monks they one where God called for belongs to Jesus Christ. So I write to all of you know that Rome, you know where God love and where he called for be for his own people then. I pray say that God with Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give us grace and peace in our heart. Now first thing, I thank me God through Jesus Christ for all of you. Because people all over the whole world, they say how you trust in a Jesus Christ. I serve God with all my heart. And I tell the good news about his son. And God know that where I say that true. He knows that I always pray for you. And I pray that God will make a way for me to see you like where I want to for a long time, if that God will. I want to see you bad, so that I could share some of the gift them from the Holy Spirit, where we strengthen you. Like that, we are to encourage one another. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know that a lot of time, I plan to see you. But all the time, something come up for me that can't come. I want to win followers for Christ amongst another room. Just like how I do amongst them people where they are not Jew, that they are a place then. I got a duty to tell the good news to everybody. They want to civilize and they want to not civilize. They want to educated and they want to not educated. Sake of that, I eager to preach the good news to one where they are room too. Me no shame at the good news at all. Cause this good news that God powerful way for save everybody we believe in a Jesus Christ. First them people were a Jew, and then they one were not Jew. All of them were saved if they believe. Cause the good news that we show how God make everything right between him and people if they believe. God make them right sake of their faith, from the first to the last, just like what the scripture say.
They one were righteous, half will live by faith.
God show a wrath from heaven against them people where got sin in their heart and they want to do bad thing. For their wickedness, they hide the truth about God from other people. They know full well what people should know about God. Because God itself make that plain to them. From the time when God make the world, people may know a plain one that God got power will last forever and that he, that the true God. People never learn anything about God from where they could see with their eye, but they could know. Because they could understand from the thing they where God make. So then, nobody can say that they don't know that they are sin. They know God, but they don't get any other way he forget. And they don't thank him for where he don't either. Instead of that, they don't got no sense. Their stupid mind, they're in a darkness. They say they ain't got sense. But they turn out to be a fool. Instead of they worship God with candid, then they worship idol will look like people, or bird, or animal, or reptile. That's the why God left them right there for do what they want. So they go ahead and do all of them dirty things with me in their heart. Then do all kind of dirty things with one another body. Thing we should make them shame. Instead of them believe the truth about God, then people believe lone lie. Then they worship and serve the thing they where God make, instead of worship and serve the God we make all the thing they. That the God where we should have praise forever and ever. Amen. See how people do that? God left them right there. and make them go ahead and do all of them shameful and evil thing with the inner heart. The woman then stop got sex in a natural way, and instead they start to get sex with one another. Same way, the man then stop sleep with woman, and they can do all of the dirty thing with me in a heart with other man. Thing where God never make man fi do with other man. They dirty thing where they do with other man should have make them shame. Sake of that, then get the punishment where they deserve in their own body. On top of that, sake of where people don't want to put their heart upon the truth where they know about God, God left them right there. So that all where they think about, that if they do their thing where their mind where corrupt tell them if they do. Their heart full up with all kind of wickedness. They do all kind of bad thing to one another. Then got red eye and then jealous one another. Then they kill up one another and fight with one another. Then greedy and they think lone bad thing about one another. Then gossip about one another. Then slander one another. Then hate God. Then insult up one another. Then think say they're better than other people. And then lone boast about themselves. Then always they think about more way for do bad thing all the time. They don't pay their man and pa no mind. They don't got no sense. They don't keep their word. They don't show one another no mercy. And they don't care about one another at all. They know that God last said that people were doing kind of thing deserve it dead. Still yet, they keep on doing their thing. And on top of that, they encourage other people for doing their thing too. Romans chapter 2. So then, you no got no excuse at all for the bad thing they want to do. It no matter who you, because any time you judge other people, but you keep on, they do the same bad thing they want, then they do. You the judge yourself. Now, we know say that God right when he judge them people, where they do them bad thing there. But you know where they judge other people, they do the same bad thing there, where you know they judge them for. And for sure, you know what can't get away with that. God will judge uno too. Uno think that God kindness to uno no mean nothing. He got patience with uno and put up with uno for a long time. Uno know for sure that God does so much good for uno. Kind of try to get uno for turn for uno sin then. But uno heart harder than rock. And uno no want to turn for uno sin then. So then, uno will make things worse for uno self pan judgment day when God will show you wrath and judge the world fair one. Because God will give everybody what they deserve for everything what they do, whether good or bad. Some people keep on, they do good, and then they look to God for praise them and honor them and give them life will last forever. That today one day God will give life where will never end. But other people just they live for themselves. They don't want to be the truth. They only want to do it wrong, and God will show them how he begs with them for true. And he will punish them bad. It will be really bad for all of them people. We keep on the door evil. For the Jews them first. And then for them people who are not Jew. All of them will suffer bad if they keep on the door evil. But all of them people where they do good, God will praise them and honor them and give them peace. He will do it for the Jews them first. And then for them one who are not Jew. You see, God not show favoritism. All them people when no got the law where God give Moses was still get punished for what they do wrong. And God will punish the Jews then when they sin too. Cause they got the law where God give Moses and then know what he say. Just cause they don't hear what the law say, that not make them right with God. They want to do what the law say, that they stand right in a God's sight. Even people with no Jew when no got God law, got enough sense for do what the law say. Because in their heart, they know right from wrong. The way how they live shows say that God law the in their heart. Because their own conscience tell them when they do right or wrong. So according to the good news where they preach, all them things will happen upon that day when God will send Jesus Christ to judge the secret thing there where everybody got in their heart. Now then, what about uno we say, I da wa Jew? Uno de trust in the law. And uno de boast say that uno da people where God don't pick. Uno know where God want uno do. And uno know the good way. Cause the law teach uno where right and where wrong. Uno thinks say uno could lead people were blind, and that uno the light for anyone where they in a darkness. Uno thinks say uno could teach people when no got no sense, and then one when no start to learn yet. Car the law where God give Moses, make uno know all where uno a half a know and all were true. So then, when uno de teach other people, how come uno no teach uno self too? Uno de tell other people say, uno mustn't thief. Still yet, uno de thief. Uno de tell other people say, uno no for cheat pa uno wife or uno husband. But still yet, uno do that. Uno de talk say, uno hate the idol where people make for worship. Still, uno de thief find the place there where the people then worship the idol there. Uno de boss say, uno know the law where God give Moses. And still, uno no do what the law tell uno to do. Uno no got no respect for God. So then, that just like we write down in the scripture say,
but uno make them people where they're not Jew insult God.
If you do what the law say, then the way uno get circumcised means something for true. But if you not do what the law say, that just like you never get circumcised at all. If somebody will never get circumcised, really do what the law say, God will look upon it just like somebody will don't get circumcised. So then, the people will never get circumcised and still do what the law say, that they will condemn uno. Because uno will don't get circumcised and we got the law, not do what the law say. Same way, even though uno got the law right down and uno circumcised, uno still not do what the law say. So, that who that the true, true Jew? One man that not a true, true Jew just can't get circumcised? No, the true, true Jew that the one where God don't put him mark pan in his heart. That God's spirit do that. No Moses law we write down. A person like that will get praise from God, not from no man. Romans chapter 3. Well, that we good to do for be a Jew then. What good it do for be circumcised? I tell you no, that was a good thing for be a Jew in every way. First thing, God may trust the Jews then with the very words of God Himself. That truth say that some of the Jews they not do what God want them do. That mean that God no keep for His word? Never. God will keep for His word then, even if everybody else they lie. That just like what the scripture say.
God, every time you talk, people want to say that you're right. And when you judge, you want to win the victory.
But what if the evil where we do show even better that God do right? Where we were said to that? That means that God know they do the right thing when He punish we for the evil where we do? And they talk here like how a human being would attack. Never. That do not so at all. If God know they do the right thing, that means He can't judge the people in the world. But this is the way some people could argue, say, if the lie where I they tell was sure even better that God they tell the truth, and that make people give Him more glory, how come He still condemn me and say that I a sinner? So then people could say, make we do evil so that good could come out of the evil where we do? That true that some people don't they accuse me, say that that's the way I they preach? Well, God will judge them people where they tell lie upon me like that. And He will give them where they deserve. Now, what we could say, that we were the Jews better in a God's sight than them people were not Jew? No, we know better than them. Not even one little bit. Because I don't show no that sin the rule over everybody. Over the Jew then, and over them one where they not Jew. That just like we write down in the scripture.
Nobody no right in a God's sight. No even one person. Nobody no understand. Nobody no de look for God. Everybody don't turn them back upon God. None of them no worth nothing. Nobody no there where they do the right thing. No even one. Them words are like them bad smell where they come from an open grave. All where they come out of their mouth, the lone life will fool up people. Them words are like snake poison. Their mouth full up alone words for putting mouth upon people. They run quick ones so that they could damage people and kill them. Everywhere where they go, they cause destruction and make people suffer. They don't know nothing about peace at all. They never did learn for fear God.
So then, We know that everything we're in at the Jewish law, the talk to them people, we're supposed to live according to that law there. So that nobody can say that they don't know whether the right thing to do. And so all the people then in the whole world will have to answer to God for what they do. So even if a person do what the law says to do, that now will make them right in a God's sight. Instead of that, the law that will make people conscious that they sin. But now, God don't show the way how he don't make everything right between he and all the people in the world. And that don't according to the law. Even though what the law say, and what the prophet them say, they tell we about that way there. God make everything right between himself and people if they believe in Jesus Christ. God do that for all the people that believe in Jesus. For the Jews then, and for them people where they're not Jew, can no difference not there between them. Everybody done sin, and not they were good enough for them though for measure up to God's glory. But God show we grace to make everything right between him and all the people then. He do this when Christ Jesus buy all the people then with the blood to make them free from sin. God sent Jesus to sacrifice his life in a for we place. And when Jesus dead for we sin, that the whole God forgive people their sin when they believe in him. In this way, God show that he do it right all the time. Up till now, he made it put up with people's sin. He do that for sure that he righteous and that he always do it right. God will make everything right between he and all of them one who believe that Jesus done dead in a for them place. So then, what we could boast about? Nothing at all. We could boast because we obey the law? No. Because God make we right with himself through faith. So then, we know that everything right between we and God because we believe. That's not how we do what the law tell if we do. And God not did it just for the Jewish people then. You know, did it for the one where they not Jew too? Yes. He did it for two of them. They one where they Jew and they one where they not Jew. Only one God there for the Jews then, and for the one where they're not Jew. And God will make everything right between for himself and the one where they're Jew and where they're not Jew. That means that we decide the land don't mean nothing to we because we believe in Jesus? No, that do not true at all. We don't want to shove the law one side. Instead of that, we show that the law is still important. Romans chapter 4. Make we study about Abraham, whether the one will start for we Jewish nation. The way he find out about how God make everything right. If God make everything right between he and Abraham, seek away Abraham though, then Abraham may waga something for boast about. But he can't boast to God about that. Can't remember what the scripture say? It say,
Abraham may trust God, and seek of that, everything may make right between he and God.
Now then, when somebody they work for money, they ain't get paid for the work what they do. Nobody know a give them money right so, if they not work for it. But you can't make God accept you because of anything what you do. You see, God accept people with sin because they ain't got faith in him. That what David mean when he write about the person where God accept. He said that everything right between God and a person, even though that person not do nothing to make God accept him. But he trusts in a God. David said that person get blessing. David may say,
the people then where God pardon their sin, may bless for true. God forgive them everything bad where them do. And you know, remember their sin no more. Them people where God look upon and say that you know hold their sin against them, them bless for true.
This blessing where David they talk about, the only for them people where don't circumcise, right? No, sir. That is same for them people were not circumcised. We may say that Abraham trust God and seek that everything may make right between him and God. That when that happened, it happened before Abraham get circumcised or after he get circumcised. It never happened after he get circumcised. It happened before Abraham get circumcised. After God done make everything right between him and Abraham, God command Abraham to get circumcised. And when Abraham gets circumcised, that them was sign for sure that God may make everything right between himself and Abraham. Car Abraham may trust God while he never circumcised. Sudden, Abraham that the father for all the people then were trusting a God while they never circumcised. And God make everything right between them and himself. And Abraham that the father for all of them Jewish people then too. When we get circumcised and trust God, and we walk in a faith. Just like how Abraham may trust God and walk in a faith before he gets circumcised. Abraham couldn't do all with the last safe though. So I'll never say that God may promise him a descendant there, say he may get in the world. God may promise him that. Because Abraham may got faith in a God, and that may make everything right between God and Abraham. If they think what God promised that just for them people will do what they last say, then faith no mean nothing. And then, God promised no what nothing to them one will trust in her. When the law there, God will judge people because they broke the law. But when no law no there, people will can't broke it. So God no one judge them according to the law. So then, sake away people trust in a God, they will get what God promised. The thing where God promised we give to all of Abraham descendant thing, that free. And that promise that not just for them one we do it the last day, but that for them one we trust in a God like how Abraham we trust in a God. Abraham the all of weeper. That just like we write down in the scripture.
I don't make you be the father of one lot of nation.
In a God's sight, Abraham that for weeper, and God that the one where Abraham trusts. God that is seeing God will make people who are done dead come back to life again. He just said the word, and then think we're never the inner the world, then there. Abraham may believe and look forward to what God may promise. He may believe that what God may promise may will happen even when nothing never there for Abraham see. And sake of that, he come for be the father of our latter nation. That just like we write down in the scripture.
You want a lot of picnic just like they started. And you can't even count me.
Abraham never doubt that God may do what he promised. Abraham about 100 years old. And he know that him is too old for a picnic. And him know that his wife, Sarah, couldn't go picnic neither. Still, nothing never make Abraham doubt that God may do what he promised for do. He trusts God more and more. And he praise God for what he may do. Abraham is sure that God can do what he promised to do. That's how come the writing of the scripture say, Abraham may trust God, and sake of that, everything may write between him and God. The word they when they write say, everything may write between himself and God. They may never write just sake of Abraham. Then the word they may write for we too. If we got faith in a God, we may raise up Jesus back from the dead, then everything was right between we and God. God may give up Jesus to make it dead for we sin. And he make Jesus raise up back from the dead and live again. So that he could make everything right between we and God. Romans chapter 5. For we God don't make everything right between he and we. Cause we trust in our Jesus Christ do. We got peace with God. Sake away for we like Jesus Christ do for we. Sake away we trust in our Jesus Christ do. We could live under God's grace. So we full up with joy. Cause we know that God will give it for we part in a for him glory. And besides that, we rejoice too. Cause even when we suffer, that will help we for bear anything we can to we. And when we're willing to bear anything we can, that will make we get strong inside. And sake away we're strong inside, that will give us hope for where God got for we. And sake away we hope the inner God, we know say he know what let we down. Cause God love we, and he pour out this love power we, when he give us a Holy Spirit. Christ dead for we at the right time when we am a sinner and couldn't help we self. You hardly find that somebody want dead for somebody else. Even when that person do it right, still, for somebody we good and kind, somebody might got the courage for dead for them. But God show we how much he love we. Cause even while we them is still one sinner, Jesus Christ dead for we. Now then, sake of Jesus Christ shed the blood for we, he don't make everything right between we and God. so we're even more sure that sake of Jesus Christ, God now pour out the wrath upon we upon that day when he want judge everybody. We don't be God enemy, but he don't bring me back to himself and make me be for his friend when his son dead for we. Now that we don't come back to God, we're even more sure that God will never punish we. Because Jesus Christ live again. And that don't all, we rejoice sake away for we Lord Jesus Christ do when he bring we back to God. Sin may first come into the world when one man sin, and a man sin bring death. And sin spread to everybody, and all of them sin. Sake of that, everybody want dead. People in the world made the sin before God gave Moses the law. But when the law never did, God never said that people guilty of the sin. But from the time when Adam made live, till the time of Moses, everybody made under the power of sin. So all of them may have for dead. Even the one whenever they disobey God's command, like how Adam may do. So in some ways, Adam may like Christ, when may fit call later. Still, the gift where God give, they not like the sin where Adam sin. That true, plenty people dead, sick of the sin of that one man Adam. But God grace plenty more powerful than Adam's sin. Plenty people they live called that one man, Jesus Christ, make a mercy upon we. And we don't have to pay for that. He in a God free gift. The gift where God they give people, different from what happened when that one man sin. When that one man sin, God judge him. And God say him is guilty. And he have to get punished. But now, when people sin, God no make them dead for their sin, like how they may deserve for dead. He tell them say that they're not guilty. And he make everything right between he and them. That true that found that time there. Sake away one man, Adam, sin, everybody may half of dead. But what the one man, Jesus Christ, may do, may even far better. Everybody will accept God's rich grace as our gift. God will make them right with him, and they will rule now with him like king. So then, God condemn everybody, sake away one man disobey. Same way, God don't make everybody free and give them new life, sake of the right thing where one man do. And when that one man disobey, that make everybody be sinner. Same way, sake of the one man when we do what God tell him to do, God make everything right between he and lot of people. God send the law to make people understand how sinful they sinful. But the more people sin, God grace them more and more. God show with grace. So that just like how sin may got the power to make everybody dead, same way, God grace got the power to make we get life where we never end. Know that God don't make everything right between we and him. Sake away will our Jesus Christ do. Romans chapter 6. So then, where we say that true, we not for keep on the sin just so that God could keep on the give more and more grace. No, we not for go on in our sinful way no more. Sin no got no more power for rule over we. So that how we will keep on the sin? We don't know say that when they baptize we, that make we one with Christ Jesus. And we may dead sin like how he may dead. When they baptize we may dead with Jesus Christ and they bury we with him. So that just like how for we Father may use a great power to make Jesus Christ live again, same way he use a power so that we too could live one new life. We come for be one with Jesus Christ when we may dead like how he may dead. Same way we will be one with him when God give him new life. Just like how he give Christ new life when he make him raise up back from the dead. We know that the life where we does live, dead same time when they kill Jesus upon the cross, so that the power of sin where does rule with life could get destroyed. We don't have to be slave to sin no more. Cause when somebody done dead, sin no got no more power over them. If we dead with Christ, then we believe that we want to live with him too. Cause we know that God done make Christ raise up from the dead and live again. So he will never have a dead again. Death no got no more power over him. When Christ dead, he broke the power of sin forever. And now, the life where he lived that he pleased God. Same way, you must look on yourself like you're done dead when it comes to sin. And alive where God can stand. because you are one with Christ Jesus. So then, you mustn't make sin rule no more over your body where you are dead. You're not forgiving to nothing bad where your body decal from. You're not for use no part of your body for do nothing bad. Instead of that, you must give God your whole body for make him use for do it right. Because he don't give you new life. Sin must stop rule over your life. Because you're not living under the law no more. You live under the good grace of God. So then, where we will do? Keep on the sin just because we live under the grace of God now. Because we don't live under the law no more. Never. We know if you do that. Uno no know say that uno that was slave to anybody where uno obey. Uno could be a slave to sin and dead. Or you could do it right and please God and be a slave to him. But uno fi tell God thanks. Because even though uno used to be slave to sin, now uno don't set on heart for do all of them good things where they teach you about God. God don't set on free from the power of sin. And now uno don't come for be slave to God and do it right. I de use their example for everyday life, because as human, on a weak. One time, uno does make uno body be slave to the evil thing name where uno think about. But now, uno must make every part of uno body serve God, so that the whole of uno could belong to him. Same way now, uno must put every part of uno life straight with God, fi live like for him people then fi true. When uno am a slave to sin, uno never does do what God want uno do. Where good it does do uno when uno does do the thing where uno shame and all? That true that all we uno get from do the thing they are dead. But now God don't set uno free so that sin no rule over you no more. Uno that God slave now, uno don't give God the whole of uno life to live for him. And that will help uno to live one holy life. And that life will last forever and ever. Because the pay where sin give it a debt. But the gift where God give it a life will last forever and ever, and free. That is the life where we get when we come to be one with Christ Jesus, with Lord. Romans chapter 7. My brothers and sisters, I know you don't understand where I'm talking about. Because you don't know the law. The law got power over my person as long as that person living. That like this. The law say one married woman must live with the husband as long as he living. But if the husband done dead, then the woman free from that lady. So then, if the woman go live with another man while the husband still living, people will say that woman there, they live in a sin, because he broke the law. But if the husband dead, the woman free from that lady, and he could go marry to another man. And if he do that, he not live in a sin at all. My brothers and sisters, that is the same way we do know. Can you not done dead to the law too? The law no got no power over uno. Can you not done dead to the law when you not dead with Christ upon the cross? Now uno belongs to Christ, where God don't make raise up from the dead and live again. And sake of that, we could do good things while we serve God. The law does stir we up for do all kind of bad thing where we body the call for we do. And then bad thing then where we does the kill we. But now we're free from the law, because we're done dead with Christ. And the law we used to go, we tie up like prisoner. That law no got no more power over we. We know they serve God in the old way, where they write down in the law to tell we what we do. Now we serve God in the new way, how the Holy Spirit help we live. Well then, where we for say? The law sin? No, the law no sin at all. I wouldn't know where the sin if the law never show me. I wouldn't know that you're not right for want something where somebody else got, if the law never say you're not for want nothing where somebody else got. But when the law say I'm not for want nothing where nobody else got, sin got a chance to make a want thing where not belongs to me. If no law never there, then sin never may want got no power. It may want dead. I used to live without knowing what the law say. But when I come to know the law, that show me where I for do and where I mustn't do. And that make a one sin bad. Sake of that, I just be like somebody where dead in a sin. So the law where me fi give me life, make death come for me instead. The law make sin come and chance me. And that the law where sin take fi kill me. So then, the law come from God and he holy. And where the law tell we fi do, holy too. And he right fi we do it. And he good fi we do it. That mean that the law where good make a dead? Never. The law never do that. That sin do that. Sin take the law away good for kill me so that people want to know just where that sin. Because the law say we know for sin. That makes sin worse than ever. We know that the law come from God. The trouble is not with the law, but that with me, with a human, and our person, with our slave to sin. I don't understand anything where I do. And I not do what I want to do. Instead of that, I do the thing there where I hate to do. When I do what I don't want to do, that show that I agree that the law is right. So now, I not do anything by myself. That sin where the inner my heart make a do thing. Because I know that nothing good no live in me. I mean, in my sinful heart, I want sin. Because even though I want to do a good, I can't do it. I don't do the good way I want to, and the bad way I no want to, that the way I do. But if I do way I no want to, that's not really me that the one way to do it. That is sin where the inner me. So then, this is the way I find in my life. When I want to do it right, evil there with me. In my heart, I'm happy with the law we come from God. But I see say that my body they follow a different law. It is fight against the law in my mind. That make a be like a prisoner to the law where my body they follow. Where they make a sin. Poor me, out of a miserable man. Who will free me from where this body want though? This body where death they control. I thank God. Jesus Christ will free me. So then, this is how I stand now. In my mind, I want to serve God law, while my human nature make a be one slave to sin. Romans chapter 8. So then, God no condemn nobody without one with Christ Jesus. God the Holy Spirit we giving new life, we come from Christ Jesus, we set we free from sin and death. God do what the law couldn't do. Because we with a sinful heart couldn't help ourselves to do what the law say. God sent his own son into the world to be human like we, to pay for we sin there. God punished his son Jesus Christ instead of we when he made Christ be the sacrifice for all of we sin. God do that so that now we could do all what the law say right for we do. We know they live the way we sinful heart tell we to live. But we live if we do what God's Spirit tell if we do. Them people where they live the way for their sinful heart tell them if we live. They ain't just to think all the time about what they want to do. But them people where they live for do what God's Spirit tell them if we do. They ain't just to think all the time about what the Spirit want them to do. Them people where follow their sinful heart, for their mind dead. But they want to follow the Spirit of God, they want got life forever and they want got peace in their heart. So when somebody just think all the time about where their sinful heart want, that make them God enemy. They don't want to do what God last said. Eh? They can't do it. Them people there just want to do what their sinful heart tell them to do all the time. They can't please God. But uno know they do what for uno sinful heart tell uno for do. Uno they do what God's Spirit tell uno. If God's Spirit live inside of uno. And if Christ's Spirit not live inside of our person, then that person no belongs to Christ. But if Christ lives inside our true spirit, then even though the body dead sake of sin, still yet God's Spirit make your God life. Because Christ don't make everything right between uno and God. The Spirit of God will make Jesus raise up back from the dead and live again, that he live inside of uno. So then, just like how God raised up back Jesus Christ again, that right so he will raise up for anybody back to life by the same Spirit. So then, my brothers and sisters, we must do what God's Spirit tell we fi do, not what we sinful heart tell we fi do. Because if you just live like how your sinful heart tell you to live, you are dead. But if you make God's Spirit give you the power so that you can stop doing anything where your body tell you to do, you will live. Then all of them people where God's Spirit the lead, they not God picnic. Because the Spirit where God give we, no one make we afraid. Like how slave afraid for their master. Instead of that, God give we the Spirit where make we be God pick me. And the Spirit give we the power to cry out to God and say, Abba, Father. God's Spirit the join with for we Spirit, for say that we that God pick me then. And sake away we that God pick me, we will get a blessing then where God keep for a people then. Because if we share in a Christ suffering, we will share in a in glory too. Still, where will they suffer now in at this time? That know nothing to the life of glory where God will show we later. The whole of God creation, they wait and they look forward for the time when God will show who all they pick the day. No, the thing they where God may make, may they under God punishment. But that never car they may want it so. But that may car, God put it so. But still, they gotta hope that God will set them free so that they know what half of dead and rotten no more. God will free them so that he could give them the same glory where belongs to he picked the day. We know that up to this time, all our God make, they grown just like a woman where they grown with pain when he born our baby. The Spirit make we sure about where we want to be in the future. But now we the grown quiet one, while we wait for make God sure we say that we that for him pick the day. This means say, that for we body day was set free too. From the time God save we look forward to that glory where they come. But if we don't go away with the hope for, then we not got nothing to look forward to again. But if we hope for where we not get yet, we not mind if we wait for it at all. Same way, God's Spirit help we when we not stand strong in our faith in a God. We not know how to pray, but the Spirit, he in the prayer to God for we, and he groan in our way where you can't even put in our words. And God, where he look upon we in our heart, will understand what the Spirit mean. Because the Spirit they pray to God for his people there, and they pray just where God want to pray. We know that for them one we love God, God make everything work for their own good. God do that for them one where he don't pick, for do where he plan. Them people where God call, he make them for be like his son, so that his son will be the first amongst plenty people where will come for be God picking. Them one where God don't pick before he even make the world, for make them be like his son, that they don't call. And then one where God call, he make everything right between them and himself. And then one where he make things right with, he want give them the glory where they come. So then, what we could say about that? If God that for we, then nobody can against we. God never even keep his own son from suffer. So then, when God give his own son for all away, we could know for true that he don't hold back nothing from we. And it no matter who accuse we, where God don't pick. Because God that the one will make everything right between we and for himself. Nobody can condemn we for sin. Because Christ Jesus that the one where done dead for we. And on top of that, he that the one where God raised up back from the dead for live again. And Christ Jesus that the one where sit down upon the right hand side of God. He need talk to God for we. So then, nobody and nothing can make Christ stop love we. When we get in a trouble, that no one stop on. When hard time come upon we, our people make we suffer, that no one stop on neither. When we hungry, or when we not got enough clothes for wear, when we in a danger, or even when they try kill we with sword, none of that can make Christ stop love we. Like where the scripture say,
"Shake away we belongs to you, people that try kill we all the time. Then treat we just like sheep, but then they care if we go get killed."
But even when all of the things they happen to we, Christ will love we, they make we got victory over all of the things they all the time. Because I know for sure that nothing no day if we make God stop love we. If we done dead, or if we living, he love we. The angel they can't stop on, neither the evil spirit they. Neither anything we want come in at this time, yeah, or in a time if we come. Neither the power them where they high up in the air, and neither the one where they pan earth. Nothing where God make come make God stop love we. It show we that by where Christ Jesus will lad doth for we. Romans chapter 9. I tell you the truth, because I belongs to Christ. And not the tell lie at all. My conscience where the Holy Spirit rule, they tell me to say I not the tell lie. I really sorry for my people then. The people of Israel. The pain we are feeling in my heart for them never stop. I only wish that God could have condemned me and cut me off from Christ. If that would help my Jewish brothers and sisters then. Whether my own people then, for believing in Christ. The people of Israel thing that the people where God don't pick as for him pick anything. God showed them for him glory. He make agreement with them and give them law. God showed them how to worship him. And all of him promised them that for them. The Jewish people then that the descendant they are so important ancestor. And when Christ come as a human, he na me wa Jew. Make we praise God, we rule over everything. Make we praise her forever. Amen. I know the telling you that God never do what he promised for do. Sure, God do what he promised. Can all the people then were born in an Israel family belongs to the true people of Israel then where God pick? Then all the people then were born in an Abraham family belongs to Abraham true family where God pick? But God may promise Abraham say,
only your son Isaac pick me will conk as your true family.
That means that God never pick all the pick then were born in an Abraham family. He only pick the pick then where he may promise me will come through Isaac. Because when God promised Abraham, he tell him say,
about this time next year, I will come back to you. And your wife Sarah will born one son.
And that done all. Because Rebecca two son there got the same part with our ancestor Isaac. For sure that anything with God may plan for happen will happen, God picked the one where he want. Before the two sons they may born, and before they may get a chance for do good or bad, God tell Rebecca say,
the firstborn son will serve the younger son.
God said that for sure that the child where he pick, he not the one where God may call. And I don't say where that son do or where the other son do, that just like we write down in the scripture say,
I may love Jacob and I may hate Esau.
Well then, where would it say that God no fair? Never. God always fair. When God talked to Moses, he tell us say,
I want God mercy upon who I want, and I want take pity upon who I want.
So in a pen power where somebody want or where they do we make God pick them. It just depends upon God's mercy. Nothing else. In the scripture, God tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, say,
I make you be king just for this, so that the people could see my power against you, and for make all the people there in the world know about me.
So, if God want God mercy upon somebody, he want God mercy upon him. And if he want make the heart hard, he want make the heart hard. So, one of you might ask me, say, if that the way God do, how come God could blame we? Nobody can win against God.
Now who you think you fit talk back to God? One plain clay partner and grumble to the one we make her and ask and say, how come you make me so?
After all, the one we make the pot got the right to take the clay and make what he want make. He ain't got the right to take the clay and make what pot we fancy or make what pot we just plain. God may want to show his wrath against sin and that he ain't got power. But he bear with the people there where me fit forget condemn, forget destroy. God bear with them because he may want to show anyone where he got mercy upon how rich his glory. And he may want to share his glory with the one where he pick. Now we that them people there, we that the one there where he call. He never call with just for amongst the Jews there, but for amongst the one where there are no Jew too. That way God tell we in the book where Hosea write. He say,
them people were enough for me, I want call them my people. The nation where I never love, I want call them my people where I love. And in the same part where God tell them, say, who don't know my people, in the same place there, he will call them the children of the living God.
Isaiah talked about the people of Israel say,
even though they got a lot of people of Israel, like the sand where up on the seashore, God only want to save the little bit of them one way left. God the Lord want to judge the people there of the world quick one, once and for all.
That just like where Isaiah may say for us,
if the Lord Almighty never spare some of his descendants there, all of them will get destroyed, just like the people there of Sodom and Gomorrah.
So then, where will they say? Would he say that even though people were that not Jew never try to make things right with God, God don't make everything right between himself and them, God ain't trust in a Christ. But the Jews then where God may pick, they may follow hard after the law to make everything right between them and God. How come they couldn't do it? that because they never pin par faith, they get right with God. But they may depend upon the good things where they do. So they stumble over the big stone where may they in their way. It right in the scripture say,
when you look, I put one stone in a Zion where one make people buck their foot and stumble. And that one rock where make people fall down. But the one where trust in him, no one shame at all.
Romans chapter 10. My brothers and sisters, with all my heart, I would have want God save the Jews then. I pray to God for that. I know they want to please God bad, but they don't understand the right way. They don't understand God's way to make people be right with him. Instead of that, then they hold on to for their own way to get right with God. So they try keep the law. God make everything right for everybody if they only believe in Christ. So they don't have to try no more to get right with God through the law. Moses may say that one person could get right with God if they obey the law. He said,
if you want to live, you must do everything where the law says.
But people will get right with God through faith will never act.
Now who going up the heaven if you bring Christ down? I don't know if you say neither. Who going down to the place of the dead so that they could bring Christ up from down there to we?
The message where we preach, we say that you could get saved if you believe in a Christ, the right in a hand reach. Actually, the scripture say,
the message they close to you, it is in your mouth and in your heart.
Because if you say with your own mouth that Jesus is the Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, then God will save you. Because when we believe in Jesus in our heart, God make everything right between we and him. And when we say with our mouth that we believe in Jesus, God save we. It write down in the scripture say,
you know, and let down nobody we trust in her.
Because only one God there for all the people then. And he must save people with a Jew, and then one with another Jew same way. All of them belongs to the same Lord. And he must bless all of them one we call upon him. That just like we write down in the scripture say,
anybody we call upon the name of the Lord will save.
But how people will call upon the Lord if they don't believe in her? And how they will believe in her if they never hear about her? And how they will hear about her if nobody never going to tell them about her? And how people will tell them if nobody not send them? Like we're writing at the scripture say,
that was a beautiful sight even if you see the foot of somebody where they bring the good news.
But some of the people, they not pay no mind to the good news. The prophet Isaiah said,
Lord, who won't believe the message where they tell it?
So then, take away people hear the message about Christ. They come for believing in him. But somebody half go tell people about Christ to make them hear. But make an action or something. The Jews, they never hear the message. Yes, they don't hear the message. The scripture say,
all the people then all over the world, they hear the word then where the messenger tell them. The word gone out all over the world.
Make a action on something else. The Jews, they don't understand the message. Yes, they understand it. Moses may answer that question when he tell them from way back where God may say,
I want to bless other nations just to make you jealous. I want to make you vex with our nation of people when I understand nothing at all.
Then Isaiah the prophet never afraid at all when he tell the people they say,
the people that whenever may they try find me, then don't find me. I don't appear to them people when they look for me.
And God talk about the people there in Israel, say,
all time I hold out my hand to them one when I do what I tell them, but they may want their own way.
Romans chapter 11. So then, make an action of something. God may say that he don't want his own people there again. No. He never said that. Me, myself, that was Jew. I that want an Abraham descendant thing. I come from Benjamin family line. No, God never said he know why people there were he picked from before he make the world. Oh, no, 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 we're writing the scripture when Elijah made a complaint to God about the Jewish people there. He tell God, say,
Lord, then don't kill all of your prophets there. Then destroy your altar there. I that the only prophet were left, and then they try to kill me too.
Uno remember where God answered Elijah, say? He said,
I still got 7,000 men whenever I bow down to the idol Baal for worship her.
Well, that is the same way you stand now. You're still going to leave it to people left where God picked for worship him and for show his grace too. God picked them people there just for show them his grace. He never picked them sake of nothing where they do. If God may pick them sake of where they do, then grace, da no grace at all. So then, that the how it stand. Da not all the people of Israel may find where they may look for. Only the one where God may pick may find out. The rest of them may harden their heart against the truth and they never understand that just like we're writing the scripture say,
God make them so they can't feel and think. Even up to today, there ain't no see and there is no hear.
That like where King David said,
make the same thing where they sit down for eat, turn into a trap for catch them. Make God make them fall down, and make it punish them. Make God make their eye dark, so that they can't see. Make them suffer, sake of all their trouble. Make them back always bend over, sake of the Lord.
So, make an ask you know, one next question. When the Jewish people them stumble, that may mean say they fall down and never got no chance to get up again? No. Sake away the Jewish people then sin, God turn to the people then where they're not Jew and save them. If you make the Jews then jealous then one where they're not Jew. Sake away the Jews then sin, that make blessing come upon the rest of the world big time. Now if the people then where they're not Jew get blessed, sake away the Jews then never accept God's salvation. Think how much greater the blessing will be when the Jews then come at last to accept that salvation. Sake away the Jews then sin, that make blessing come upon the rest of the world big time. Now if the people there where they're not Jew get blessed, sake away the Jews then never accept God's salvation. Think how much greater the blessing will be when the Jews then come at last to accept that salvation. Now I talk to uno where they're not Jew. I am an apostle to uno where they're not Jew. And I think this is our special work where God give me for do. But I hope I will make my own people then jealous you know, so that God could save some of them sake of the work where I did do. When the Jewish people then reject God, he make the other people in the world come for belongs to him. So then, imagine what will happen when God take the Jewish people then for be for his own people then again. It will be the dead come back to life. If part of the bread do get holy, sake away get offer up to God, then the whole door belongs to God too. And if the root of the tree get offer up to God, then that means the branch then that for him too. Uno people where they're not Jew, that like the branch then our wild olive tree where they graft in a one where we don't plant. Uno take the place of some of their branch where we get cut off from the tree. Sake of this, uno they enjoy the life we come when you're a part of that tree when we don't plant. So then, uno nothing thinks uno better than them branch when we cut off. Uno mustn't boast about that. If uno de boast about that, just remember say that no uno de hold up the root, that the root de hold uno up. But uno was say that so he stand. Them branch may broke off so that we could grow in at the place where they broke off from. That true. But they may broke off sake of where they never believe. And uno de in just car uno may believe. But uno no forgets well headed about that. Uno must make sure uno keep on the believe God more. If God never spared the Jewish people then, whether like the natural branch then, uno think say he was spared uno. So that make we see that God good. But it could be hard for you too. God hard for anyone we believe in, then stop believing in him. But it good to you if you keep on the trust in his mercy. But if you're not trusting in him, God will cut you off too. And the Jewish people then, if they change their way and start trusting in God again, then God will graft them back into the place where they may be. Because God could do that. Oh no, whether not Jews stand like them branch when we cut off at the wild olive tree when we plant first. Even though that don't know how it may be. But the Jewish people then stand like them branch at the olive tree where they may plant. it was easier for God graft them branch and back on it. One tree when me broke off. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand this secret plan where God never make people know about. I tell you this, for make you not think too much on yourself. This is the secret. The people of Israel no one stay hard-headed forever. They only will stand so till all of them one way they're not Jew, where God don't pick, come to him. So, God will save all of the Jewish people in. That like we're right down in the scripture.
The Savior will come out of Zion, and he will take everything where evil out of Jacob descendant there. This time the agreement with them, and will forgive their sin.
Sick of the Jews, they turn them back upon the good news, then a God enemy, but uno benefit from it. But the Jews then are the people then where God may pick. So he still loved them, take away me promise for their important ancestor. God never did change his mind, but the people then where me pick are the blessing where me give them. In the past, uno whether not Jew never does obey God. But now he got mercy upon uno, because the Jews then never does obey him neither. See way you know, the Jewish people they not they obey God. So just like how he got mercy upon uno, now he could get mercy upon them too. Sake away people never obey God, he left them right there, make them go ahead and so be prisoner to their own sin. He do that so that he could get mercy upon all of them. God they bless everybody if it's true. God wiser than everybody, and he know everything. Nobody can explain nothing where God decide to do. And nobody can understand for him who is. That like we're right down in the scripture.
Nobody never know where God to think. Nobody not there. We're smart enough to tell him where to do. Nobody never give God nothing. So that he never have to give him nothing back.
Because God make everything. He that the one we keep everything to work just like how it should have worked. Everything they say can he and for he glory. Make everybody praise God forever. Amen. Romans chapter 12. So then, my brothers and sisters, see how God got so much mercy upon uno. Are they beg uno for give the whole of uno life to him as one sacrifice we're living, one sacrifice we're holy, and one sacrifice we will please him. That the true way how we should worship God. Uno mustn't stand like them people in this world at all. No do what they do. Instead of that, uno must make God change the way uno think so that everything we uno do will change. Then that will make uno know where God wants. We're good and we will please him. And you will know exactly how you should live. Seek the grace where God may give me. I tell everyone I know that uno mustn't guess well head and think say uno that something when uno that know nothing. Instead of that, uno must be sensible when uno think about uno self. Each uno must judge uno self according to how much faith God give uno for trust on. Everybody got one body. We got a lot of different parts. And each of the part got their own job what they do. And each part serve the body. Same way, even though with a lot of people, with a one body, car with a one with Christ, all are we join on to one another as different part of one body. So, everybody could do different thing according to the grace where God giving. If God giving the gift for prophesy, then they must do that according to how much faith they got. If God give the gift to help other people, then that the way we should do. If we give that for teach other people, then that the way we do. If somebody give that we encourage other people, then make them do that. If God put it in a somebody's heart to share when he got with somebody else, make them do that with all of their heart. If God give a person the gift to be a leader, then they must lead with all of their heart. And if anyone want to show mercy to anybody, uno must be happy if you do it. When uno love anybody, uno must love them with all of uno heart. And not just pretend say you love them. Uno for hate anything where evil and hold on to where good. Uno for love one another like people where belongs to the same family. And uno for be happy for honor uno brothers and sisters more than how uno honor uno self. Uno not for lazy, Uno must work hard, and uno must serve the Lord with all our heart. See, because the good hope uno got, uno must wait for what God want do for you. Uno. And when uno got through troubles, uno fi rejoice and bear up under them. And uno fi pray all the time. When God people no got what they need, uno must share fi uno own thing with them. And uno must welcome them believer with a stranger in uno house. Uno must ask God fi bless the people then where the cause uno suffering. Not ask God fi put a curse upon them, but ask God fi bless them. When anybody they rejoice along with them too. And when people they feel sad, uno must feel sad along with them too. Live peaceable with one another. Uno no fi go on highty-tighty, but uno must mix up with people where other people look down upon. Uno no fi think say uno better than other people. If somebody do no bad, uno no fi pay him back bad for bad. Uno must careful fi do the right thing in everybody's sight. Uno must do everything where uno know fi do, so that uno can live peaceable with everybody. My dear brothers and sisters, when somebody do no bad, uno must never pay him back bad. Instead of that, uno must make God judge them and get him with a Jew. Because in the scripture, the Lord say,
I want make people where do other people bad, suffer for the bad where they do. I want pay them back.
But uno must do like where right down in the scripture, it say,
if your enemy hungry, give them something to eat. If them thirsty, give them something to drink. If uno do that, uno a pile up fire coal on top of their head.
Uno mustn't make evil get the upper hand of uno. Uno must win over evil by the good way uno do. Romans chapter 13. Everybody must do what they want where the ruling of the government tell them to do. Can nobody no got authority to rule except God giving that authority. And God that the one where put them people there. So then anybody where go against for their authority, they go against what God said them to do. Anybody where do that, where they bring judgment upon themselves. Them people where they do right, not afraid for the one where they rule over them. Same way the people there where they do it wrong, they were afraid for the one where they rule over them. Uno no one half afraid for the one where you in authority. If you do it right, they want praise uno. You see, the one where they in authority, they a God servant where they work for help uno. But if you do it wrong, uno should have afraid for Jew, cause they got the power to punish uno. Then a God servant will fit judge and punish them people with the wrong. Sake of that, uno must do what they want where they rule over uno tell uno to do. And uno not do it just because they ain't got the authority to judge uno and punish uno. Uno must do it because uno know in uno heart that way uno should do. Same way, uno fit pay uno tax, because they want in authority have to get paid so that they could give all of their time to do it all what God want in do. Uno must pay everybody where uno who. If they ask uno fi pay tax, uno must pay it. And uno must respect the one where uno fi respect. And honor the one where uno fi honor. Uno no fi hold nobody nothing. The only thing where uno fi hold them, that fi love them. People will love one another. They do all what the law God said them fi do. The law then, where God give Moses, say,
one man no fi left his wife and go sleep with another woman. And one woman not fi left her husband and sleep with another man neither.
He say,
you're not fi kill, you're not fi thief, and you're not fi read your eye half for nothing.
All of the law wrap up in the one law we say,
you must love your neighbor just like how you love yourself.
When you love your neighbor, you don't want to do nothing bad. So then when you love, you do everything what the law say you fi do. Uno know what kind of time we live in. So uno fi live right. Uno know so that the time fi wake up don't come. Cause the day when God want save we, they closer now than the time when we first believe in Jesus Christ. The night nearly over and day ready fi broke. So make we stop doing bad thing where wicked people do in the dark. Seeing like them soldier were dressed fi fight, make we be ready fi fight in the light. Make we live a clean life like people where they in the daylight. We not for live a loose life and sleep wrong. We not for be drunkard. We not for go to no wild party and do all of the kind of evil thing there. We don't have a fight with people or read we yaya for what ain't got. Instead of that, we have to make the Lord Jesus be as close to we as the clothes where we wear. And we don't have to pay no mind to all of them bad things where we sinful heart tell we do. Romans chapter 14. Uno must accept the one we're still weak in their faith. No argue with them about where they think right for them though. Some people believe that they could eat all kind of food, but other people not strong in their faith yet, and they don't eat no meat at all. Some people believe that they're right for eat all kind of food, but they don't look down upon anyone when they think you're right for eat meat. And then people when they think you're right for eat all kind of food, not for judge them one when think you're right for eat it. Because after all, God don't accept them for be for his own. Uno not for judge somebody else's servant. The one where the servant they work for, that he will tell him if he do good or if he do bad. Only the Lord could decide if then they do right. So make him make sure that then they do it. Some people think that one day holier than the next day. And some other people think that every day that is same. Everybody must make up their mind for their own self but we're right. The one we think one day holier than the next, he need to do that for honor the Lord. And the one we think that he's right for eat all kind of food, he need to eat for honor the Lord. Because he tell God thanks for the food. That the same way with the one we don't eat meat. None of we live just for the way we want. And none of we did just because we want. Because while we live, we are to please the Lord. And when we dead, we go for be with the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we dead, we belongs to the Lord. Because that that we make Jesus Christ dead and raise up back again. So that he could be Lord over everybody. They one we done dead, and they one we not dead yet. So none of us should have judged our brother. And none of us should have think that we are better than our brother. Because all of we will stand up front of God, we will judge we. This that we write down in the scripture.
The Lord said, as sure as I live, everybody want kneel down and worship me. And everybody want say with their own mouth that I the God.
So then, everyone of us will have to answer to God for what we do in this world. So, we not to judge one another no more. Instead of that, everybody should make up their mind that they don't want to do nothing we want make their brother or sister stumble or fall in a sin. I belongs to the Lord Jesus. And sake of that, I know that no food no there were no right for eat. But if somebody believe that he not right for eat something, then he not right for that person for eat it. If a brother get upset sake of something where you eat, you're not the walk in a love. You know, for make nothing where you eat destroy your brother where Jesus Christ dead for. You're not for do nothing where you believe to be good if that will make your brother sin and make other people condemn you. Because if you be part of God's kingdom, no got nothing to do with thing where we eat or thing where we drink. God's kingdom is about how we live straight and peaceable with people and about the joy where the Holy Spirit put in our heart. The one where they serve Christ in a this way, they make God pleased with them. And people will like what you do too. So then, we must always try and do the thing where we bring peace and where we help we make one another faith get stronger. Or no, nothing destroy the work of God's sake of food. God allow you to eat all kind of food, but you mustn't eat nothing we will make one another person sin. Or no, nothing eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do nothing else we will make your brother sin. Whatever you believe about where right to eat or to drink, you must leave that between yourself and God. When somebody do where they believe to be right, and they don't doubt, they were blessed for true, and they don't feel guilty about nothing what they do. But if somebody doubt in their heart when they eat any kind of food, then they condemn themselves. Because they don't believe then they do it right. If we do something where we don't believe right, it is sin. Romans chapter 15. We will stand strong in the ways of God, are to help the one we're not strong yet. We not fit just the way we want fit we self. Everyone of we must please with brothers and sisters then. That will help them and they will get stronger in their faith. Even Jesus Christ never do all we do just for please for himself. He write down in the scripture, say,
people insult Uno, but where they say insult me too.
Everything where me write down in the scripture from way back, me write down for teach me and encourage me so that we could look forward with patience to where we come. God that the one we encourage me and give me patience, and I pray that he will make us agree with one another and live peaceable as on a follow Christ Jesus. Then all of us together with one heart will praise God, the Father, with Lord Jesus Christ. So, uno must accept one another just like how Jesus Christ accept uno, so that people will praise God. Because are they telling us, say, Jesus Christ come to serve the Jewish people, eh? To show that God did do what he promised with ancestors, eh? And Jesus Christ come to make the people with a Jew praise God, because he got mercy upon him. That like what the scripture say.
So then, I want to praise you amongst all the nations, eh? I want to sing praise to your name.
And he write again in the scripture, say,
uno where do not Jew should I praise God along with them one where God don't pick.
And he write, say again,
all of uno where do not Jew should I praise the Lord. Make all the people then praise him.
And Isaiah too, say,
one person from Jesse family line will come. God will make him rule over all the nation there. They will put their hope in him.
I pray that God will give hope, will make us full up with joy and peace as on a trust in her. Then the power of the Holy Spirit will make us look forward more and more to what God will do. My brothers and sisters, I feel sure about you know that uno the good people. Uno know all we uno need for know, and uno will go teach one another. Still yet, in this letter, I'm not afraid for the reminding about some of the things where I'm telling about. I know they hide nothing, because God give me this special work for them. He send me for work for Christ Jesus amongst the people where they're not Jew. He make a work like what priests for tell them people the good news where God give me, so that they one where they're not Jew could believe in a Christ and be a sacrifice where please God. The Holy Spirit make their heart clean and make them be God's own people then. So, sake away either one with Christ Jesus, I could be proud of my work for God. I know I talk about nothing except for what Jesus Christ tell me to say and do, so that they one way or not Jew would obey God. That the Spirit of God give me the power to do the miracle thing and the sign thing way I do. So while I'm travel from Jerusalem all the way around the area of Illyricum, I'm going to tell people the good news about Jesus Christ. I really want to tell the good news to people who never hear about Jesus Christ yet. That way, eh, I want to do what no other person never start to do. That like one man where they build a house upon a foundation where nobody else never build upon. Like what the scripture say.
The people then when nobody never tell about Jesus Christ, they want to see. And then one will never hear about them, they want to understand.
Sake of this work, lot of time I want to confess you know. And I couldn't come. But now that I've done my work in the area around here, I plan for come see you know. I'm going to look forward for years now for see you know. So when I pass close there, palm my way to Spain, I will stay with you know for a little while and enjoy you know, company. After that, you know, could help me out and send me palm my way again. But now, I'm going to Jerusalem to help God people then there. Car church member then the Macedonia and Achaia, me want to give a gift to God people then at Jerusalem. We not got nothing. They make up their mind if you do that. And not true, we should have helped them one at Jerusalem. We not got nothing. Car them people with not Jew may give it them part in a God blessing for the Jews then. So then, they one with not Jew should have helped the Jews then and bless them with what they need to live. After I assured that the poor at Jerusalem getting money, I was left for Spain and stop and visit Uno Palme Way. I know that when I come to Uno, I was full up with blessing with Jesus Christ give me for Uno. My brothers and sisters, sake our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and the love with God's Spirit put in our heart, and the beg Uno for join with me in my struggle and pray to God for me with all our heart. Pray that the people in Judea will not believe in Jesus nor harm me. And pray that God people in Jerusalem will be happy for the assistance where I will care for them. pray for anything there, so that if that God will, I will come to Uno with joy in my heart, and I will spend some time there with Uno, and we will encourage one another. I pray that God will give you peace while be with all of Uno. Amen. Romans chapter 16. With Sister Phoebe, we serve the church that Centria, that was a good person. And the Axono for giving one hearty welcome, because she belongs to the Lord. And that the way where people where belongs to the Lord should have welcomed one another. See if you could help her with anything where you would need. Because she may help a lot of people. And he may help me too. I send hello to Priscilla and Aquila. They may work for Christ Jesus with me too. They may ready for dead for sake of me. Me and all the church people then, whether not Jew, tell them thanks. And I send hello to the people then in the church where meet at their house. I tell me dear friend Epanitas, hello. It am the first one for believing at Jesus Christ in the Asia area. I send say hello to Mary where me they work hard for Uno. I send say hello to Andranica and Juniors. Then a Jew just like me, and they may dead at jail with me too. They don't get plenty honor amongst the apostle, and they may believe in a Jesus Christ before me. I tell Ampliatus hello. He na my dear friend in the Lord. I tell Urbanus hello. He na work for Christ along with me. I tell my dear friend Stachys hello. And I tell Apelles hello. He get a lot of time for show that he true to Jesus Christ. I tell Aristobulus family hello. I tell Herodian hello. He na Jew just like me. And I tell my brothers and sisters where they're at Narcissus' house, hello. I tell Tryphena and Tryphosa where the two ladies will work for the Lord, hello. And I tell my dear friend Persis hello too. She work hard for the Lord. Tell Rufus hello. The Lord may pick him out special. And I tell Rufus my hello. She may help me just like Adam if she won't pick me. At the sense, hello to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brethren there, where they with them. At the sense, hello to Philologos, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all of God people there, where they with them. Greet one another with one holy kiss. All the people there from all the church there, sense hello. My brothers and sisters, I beg you for watch out for them people who make you argue with one another and upset people, and we make them turn away from God and start to believe other things. Then they do things we go against where we may teach you. You mustn't got nothing to do with them. Then people will do that kind of thing there. They not do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they work to satisfy for their own self. They ain't got sweet mouth. And they talk fancy if it confuse up the mind of the people then, when they know that they need to do bad. Everybody here how they follow the way of the good news with all our heart, and that make a full up with joy for what they do. But I want to got sense for know if they do it good, and make you no got nothing for do it evil. And soon, God will give you peace, will destroy Satan power and put her under your foot. Make the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ depend on you. Timothy will work with me, Sefi tell you no hello, and Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, then Sefi tell you no hello too, then a Jews just like me.
And me, Tertius, whether you no brother, we write this letter for Paul, I de tell you no hello too.
Gaius tell you no hello, I de stay at his house, and all the people in the church meet at his house too. Erastus, whether the treasurer for the city, and with brother Quartus, Sefi tell you no hello. I pray so that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was there with all of Uno. Amen. Make we praise God. God can make us stand stronger and stronger in our faith according to the good news about Jesus Christ where I'm going to tell Uno. And according to all the true things where we hide from people from when the world starts. But now, God don't make all the people in the world know about the good news through what the prophet they may say. And when we write down, so that the people then could believe and obey Christ. God, that the only one we got wisdom in everything, make we praise him forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.